Yes, I'll guarantee them a Browns victory. You think I?
That's how you feed the children.
I will put myself through personal
more guarantees,
hell
Kenny,
for
more
children
guarantees.
I've never even met.
Keep them coming.
Am I a fool? 216-474-0092. Am I going to end up being made fun of on Sunday? I don't think I got to tell you, I had a feeling this whole week. I go, man, it works out this way. We have sat here and grinded and moaned and argued and everything all week. People saying the nastiest stuff about the quarterback, the coach, people wanting us to talk about things that we are just not ready to talk about yet. I'm going to go, you watch. They're going to win. They're going to win on Sunday.
Well, listen, they should win. I am very surprised that point spread. Mitch, continue to monitor the point spread this morning because it'll tell us all we need to know about Crosby and Davante Adams. I know Burns last week was questionable on Friday. All of a sudden, he was added to the injury report, and he played, and he was dominant. I mean, it seemed like their whole defensive line was dominant.
Yeah.
So you don't want to read too much into that, but it's like, man, the Browns should absolutely be favored in this. I don't care that they're on the road. It really is a home game. I mean, I am seeing the visuals from the people that are already there.
Well, it's
my God, Pumpkinhead.
Yeah,
Pumpkinhead has like 2,000 people with him already.
Well, there was we saw the flights going out. Somebody sent me, Peterlin's doing the show. What is the place he's doing the show from? Why am I having a blank here?
Yeah, I don't want to get it wrong. I think I know, but I don't want to say
on,
it.
Hold on, just wait. He's doing it from a place tonight. He's doing the show from a place. Anyway, he's got a car service there. Circa. He's got a car service there, and it's really, really cool for him. And I got fans sending me, I got fans and coworkers at other places. They were on like the same flight. So I think it's going to be a Browns fan convention out there.
It's going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be a big deal. So you better find a way. The thing that makes me nervous about it is they boo him at home. And if they're out there and they ain't having a good time, and if you ruin their trip, they're going to boo you.
Wait, is Peterlin going to be inside, or is he going to be at the stadium swim? Kenny, you've got to see that setup out there.
Well, we just talked about we're tired of the pool in Jacksonville.
I know, but this is different. This is not that little pool with, you know, what was there, a bunch of 12-year-olds roughhousing
and
horseplay.
Yeah.
No, not this. This was very, very different.
Quite literally a cesspool. 216-474-0092.
Should be the sponsor. Mark, the Cess.
Mark in Willoughby. Or excuse me, Wycliffe, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Ken, not a Browns fan, but because you guaranteed a win, I'm putting money on them Sunday.
Let's go. Money line? You
put money
line,
on the Browns?
I bet they're plus 110. I like it.
Come on.
Just because you guaranteed it, I'm going all in.
What's all in?
Now Kenny's making people money. I mean, does it get any better than
that? How much did you put down?
100.
Oh, that's not that much.
Okay. Well, okay. For the Browns, it is. I'm nervous, but you're guaranteed a win. I like them.
Who's your favorite team?
Cowboys.
Of course.
I take no pride. I take no. Was not impressed with yesterday at all. But
of course you weren't.
Yes.
Why would you be? Cowboys fans you guys are more unhappy than we are, and that's saying something.
Have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you. I owe you a drink Monday.
Nah, you take all your winnings. Hopefully you win. Mark, thank you very much for the
call. How about Kenny?
Bless you.
How about what's the tip? It's the tip. He's just tipping
money.
The dealer. Here's the thing, though. Kenny, you just said, 100.
I'm Stu Finer.
You said 100. Not that much.
On a bet? Don't
Browns
even start.
Bet.
You know plenty of people
out there
who are.
Certainly. But I wonder to the vast majority of people listening right now, $100, and he said the right thing. He said, on the Browns? $100 on the Browns.
Yeah, that was a good point he made.
That kind of just, all things considered, I know Stefanski, they're above 500. They're what, six games or something above 500?
Yeah.
I think point 38 differential.
And 32.
Point differential, they're still on the other end.
Well, when they lose, they tend to get hammered.
We've been monitoring that over the years.
Yeah. They win tight, but when they lose, boy, do they lose. It's been difficult. I don't think a lot of people, it would let a lot of people up emotionally. I think it would let a lot of people up psychologically. This has been a very tough time. Like, I don't want to bring up preseason because I hate talking about preseason. And I hate, well, during the preseason, I'm fine to talk about preseason. I've hated this conversation about it still being preseason this week. But going back to the preseason and going back to the offseason, I think that a lot of people almost feel that their fears that they kind of stocked away are in a lot of ways coming true, where everybody outside of Cleveland did not pick the Browns to be a playoff team, did not pick the Browns to have many wins. I think the over-under was 8.5. Some people picked them to be 7-10. Like, people who knew the analytics and everything picked them to be 7-10. I mean, that's a scary scenario for a lot of fans there. But I think a lot of people just hunkered down and didn't pay attention to it. Now, you know, there's nowhere to go. So you're 1-2. And think about the things that we've been talking about this week, man. I mean, it's been one bad thing after another. And I didn't want to make a guarantee just because I didn't want to have to go through hell again like I did back in 2019. Because that was, honestly, guys, one of the worst days on the air for me. Just dealing with everybody harassing me. Broncos fans got a hold of it. I got a quarterback shaving his face 3 different times in 3 different directions during a football game. And that's what let me down the most, is that you guys have no plan. There's no plan on any of this. If a quarterback's in there with a Norelco and some Barbasol, you got yourself some problems if that's your halftime adjustment. And I don't want to have to go through that again.
It shouldn't even get to halftime. So, that was the other problem with last game. They should have been able to adjust and adapt to those blitzes fairly early in that game.
Guys, it's a shared relationship. It has to be a shared... Like, I'm going to use an example here that I shouldn't use. Mike Tomlin, one of the greatest quotes that I've ever heard of him. He was on Channing Crowder's podcast. And he's talking about running to coaching. And how guys will say guys can't learn. They're making excuses for their own lack of coaching. They're making excuses for their own lack of effort. It's like, if a guy can't figure it out, you keep trying or find ways that he quote unquote can figure it out. You're raising limitations is what you're doing. And I love that quote, and I love what he says, because it shows you that everybody's culpable. I know people just want to say, well, it's not Kevin Stefanski's fault. It's Deshaun Watson's fault. It's Kevin Stefanski's fault. It's the coach's fault. It couldn't be Deshaun Watson's fault. I've said way too many things on Twitter defending Deshaun Watson. I've cussed too many people out defending Deshaun Watson. No. It's got to be a shared deal. And if he can't read on a 4th-and-1, you better teach him how to do it. You better figure out a way, because there could have been a possibility we're in Houston or even in Cleveland last year, right? He might have been able to read it. Well, your offense has changed, so you better figure out a way to do it. Because you could just sit there and go, he can't run my offense. Well, one of you can go, and it ain't going to be him.
Well, the two things we've seen. We've seen him, especially last game. So let's look for the good in this. The things we've seen.
There is good.
Is that connection with Amari on the sideline seemed like it was back. And I think that's vitally important, because maybe that softens things up, especially with the return eventually, whether it's this week or in a couple of weeks in Washington with David Njoku. I think that could be very important. Also, I know he says he's not a running back. I know he wants them to steer clear of the design draws. But you did see he's able to move the chains when he leaves that pocket. And so I do wonder, I know it's dangerous. I know it's so early in the season, Kenny, but it's got to be tantalizing to watch him move and easily get those first downs with his legs. It's got to make you want, as a coaching staff, to see a little more of that. But I know you also don't want the guy getting injured.
I would not want to put him in harm's way. I don't even think it's tantalizing, because you know... You do not want to sit there and have to make more concessions, make more plans, make life even harder on you with your offense. If they go and they bring in Jameis at some point because of an injury, you'll have to deal with it. But you don't want to have to deal with any of that right now. It's still too early. It's still before the end of September.